Another hour of Advanced Living Radio. This is Kenneth Lesser, thrilled and delighted to be your host again today. Yes, here we are, ready to launch into wonderful, wonderful new territory as this amazing year unfolds. And as we get started here with Advanced Living, it's just to let you know that while there's ups and downs and so much going on, we have kind of like an inner compass that guides us, and it comes from a prayer. And it goes like this: Heavenly Father, Divine Mother, show me the best ways to have the most fun inspiring the largest number of people to easily, naturally, joyously experience vibrantly, exquisitely healthy, wealthy, passionate living in the shortest amount of time with the least intrusion into their lives, so we can all get our needs met and celebrate a global loving community that works for everyone. So that's the theme that helps to guide this, to bring new guests, to share with you week in and week out, that we may reach glorious lives. And as we get started today, I want to pause for just a moment to thank our sponsor, Advanced Living Comfort. And at that website, advancedlivingcomfort.com, you will notice there is what we call a special friend, the Clark Kent clock with superpowers. When you look at this, the comfort technology looks like a stylish little digital clock that you'd have on your desk, your nightstand, your travel bags, just so many places. And when you plug it in, it creates this beautiful harmonized energy. And this came into my life because I had intense exposure to electro pollution, power lines, computers, and oh my gosh, that was back in 1984. And since then, it's gotten thousands of times worse, and we add in now all the Wi-Fi and the smart meters and just the amount of increased usage of cell phones. Ugh. That's why you want to check out advancedlivingcomfort.com and discover how people like Jack Canfield, Reverend Michael Beckwith, Harvard Medical Doctor, Eva Selhub, so many others are finding this an indispensable, absolutely imperative item to have with today's modern times. All right, check out advancedlivingcomfort.com. And today, oh, what a treat. Yes, because you know that musically, it can just change our lives to have something that is inspiring, and sometimes we don't get to know about some of the people that bring us great music. Well, our guest today is just not only a beautiful songstress, but someone with a depth of character and just a life of being involved in some amazing things that have brought her to the place of helping a lot of folks. And you're going, well, yeah, well, who? Does this one have a name, maybe? And yes, your lucky day, she is called Ishtar. And she is bilingual, a singer, songwriter, composer. And where'd she come from, you're saying? Well, how about as a native of Santo Domingo? She was born into a very musical family, and her earliest performances were at the age of 2, when she and her grandmother would entertain family and friends. And this moved on. She sang with her family quintet in hospitals, churches, and nursing homes. And by the time she was 8 years old, Ishtar was already singing in the adult church choir. And in her late teens, she began performing solos at weddings and religious radio stations. And her songwriting started when, in 2007, she got the inspiration for a cantata called A Child Will Lead Them. Now, some of her albums include Rebirth, Rentzener, Canciones in La Noche. She will correct these things as we get into the show. A Child Will Lead Them. And she also collaborated with New Thought artists, including Coco Ramos and David Ezell and David McKeel and Richard McDecky and the Unity World Orchestra and Armand and Angelina. Oh, just so many people that she sung with. And her songs have been published in the Unity Church songbooks worldwide. And she has the talent to write these bilingual lyrics and create unique harmonies. In 2009, she wrote the Spanish lyrics to the Unity World Day of Prayer anthem, Somos Compañeros. And she also created a trio arrangement for this, which was performed during the World Day of Prayer ceremonies. So, wow, that vibration of hers just has been shepherding some beautiful spiritual events. And she was the vocalist at the premier performance of the Unity World Orchestra in 2008 and has been the vocalist and presenter at multiple Unity Village retreats, which is the centralized body of the entire Unity Church, and performs regularly at New Thought churches in the U.S. and abroad. And she, as this woman of action, is the founder and principal of Draupnir Publishing, her company, which was established in 2007 with the purpose of creating, producing, and promoting inspirational, motivational music, art, and workshops. And her goal is to help people, in particular young women, to access their inexhaustible source of inherent worth, wisdom, and creativity. Well, to that end, she has produced music, meditations, and workshops to enhance self-esteem, intuition, inspiration. So here we go. Let us welcome our wonderful guest today, Ishtar.
Thank you so much. That was such a wonderful introduction. And you did a great job in pronouncing the words.
Thank you. Now, it was interesting, as we've spoken, you'd mentioned a native of Santo Domingo and got into a musical family, but I guess there's a little bit more about your childhood that really had a lot to do with building your character, Dominican Republic, different stuff. Would you help share some of that?
Sure, I'd be happy to. I don't usually like to talk about these things, but I feel that as they come up, if I'm asked about them, I will talk about them, because then I feel that someone will benefit from this. I was born during a time of a revolution in the Dominican Republic. There had been a dictator. His name was Trujillo, and he had been just assassinated when I was born. So the country just plunged into this really a revolution and great upheaval, and a lot of change going on, so there was a lot of violence, and our family was displaced, a lot of fear, a lot of anxiety going on, but we emigrated to Puerto Rico after that, and just became exposed to a lot of different things through that.
Wow. Wow. And I'm guessing from some of that, if you're willing to share, because we're finding out that so many people have been through some very intense, traumatic experiences with huge amounts of violence, and others, they may not have gone through that same experience, but sometimes even being yelled at, being spanked, different things have caused trauma to people. So you have certainly some things I think that you can share a little about how some of your intense experiences are helping to shape you.
Absolutely. Yes, I was actually diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder, you can imagine, after having gone through that and being actually, my mom and I were taken hostage. So there was a lot of stress, a lot of sadness, and seeing dead people on the side of the road, bombings, and things like that. And then even later on in Puerto Rico as a teenager, witnessing a murder, things like that kind of, have a big impact in a person's emotional state. But many things have come to help me arrive at more of a harmonious type of life. One of them has been biofeedback. I like to use that. I have my own personal machine that I use. I like to use that, and that helps me. The counseling and the New Thought philosophy has helped quite a bit. And constant research, constant speaking to people, learning from people, and reading.
Yeah, and what's fascinating to me too is how there was some intense violence that went on in your life, as you mentioned, being kidnapped, you and your mother. Oh my gosh! And seeing the ravages of war, people dead. This is intense and ugly, and certainly traumatic to say the least. And somewhere through this, I guess, interspersed, there continued to be music. Is that the case?
Absolutely, yes. That definitely is a thread that has come through ever since my birth. My family was very much involved in the choir and had people coming over to the house to sing. All my family, on both sides of the family, on my father's side, there are 10 of them. They all sing. And on my mother's side, there are 12 of them. They all sing, so it's a choir when we all get together. And I remember being in the house and just working around the house. It was always some sort of song going on, and someone would start singing, and someone else would join in harmonizing, and then someone else would join in and do a separate harmony. And so it was just, it's a very natural thing for me to do harmonies and to sing, because that's what I grew up with, and that has kept me sane. Yes.
Wow. Wow. Is there, when singing certainly has very beautiful qualities to it, and I'm wondering, in some of the things, was it just singing in general, or were there particular musical themes? That was it, types of songs, or some different lyrics? So was there things that seemed to be more helpful than others in this giant venue of music for you?
Well, to tell you the truth, I feel that just music in general and in my life, even I grew up in a very traditional Christian church. So I don't necessarily agree or believe in the same things that I did when I was a child, but singing the songs that I sang then, even though they're not necessarily the songs that I would normally write, they still bring hope and peace and harmony. I just love the sound of them. So it's not necessarily the words, just music in general, and something that comes from such an early time in your life, and something that has brought you so much joy and has carried you through all these difficult times, it just continues to be an anchor. It continues to be a source of inspiration and joy. And so pretty much all kinds of music. My father always loved music from all over the world, so he exposed us to quite a bit of music from all the way around. So you can hear some of the influences from other countries and other cultures and other times in my music as well, because it's become part of my tapestry, you know?
Okay. Wow, that's wonderful. Now, as you went and moved, you said family moved, I guess, what, twice, and then finally ended up in the United States?
Yes. When I was 16, my father sold his business in Puerto Rico and bought a house here and moved us all here, my two sisters and my mom. And we started a life here. It was not easy because the person not knowing the language, and as my parents were both adults, my mom was a nurse and was not able to practice her nursing here. She was, because of the language. And my father was not able to have a business like he did in Puerto Rico, but he planned for that. He paid his house cash so we could all, you know, have not worry too much about money and then just focus on going to school, going to college, because that was always expected. From a very early age, we were expected to go to college. And so that was one of the biggest motivations for him to move here to Orlando with us. His three daughters, so we would go to college, and so we would have a lot of options in life.
Ah, and can you talk a bit about the college and what moved you into your education at that time in your life?
Sure. I actually had a piecemeal kind of college education for different reasons, but well, while I was in California, in Cal State LA, going to college there, I had to move here, back to Orlando, to help my father with my mother, who was dying of cancer. But I did complete my education here at Florida Metropolitan University. I got a bachelor's in computer information science, and I was able to work for the same organization close to 25 years. It's a healthcare organization, so that also had a big influence in me. This organization doesn't just believe in healing something that's broken. It also believes in prevention. So I had inspiration from that to look and research and not just accept things as they appear to be, always to try to learn more and help myself, be fully responsible for my health. And that's what I like to also help other people to reach, a state of being responsible for their emotional, spiritual, and physical health. And so just helping them, giving them tools, I feel people would naturally want to be responsible. It gives them more power that way.
Wow. Well, that's really important. So you have a strong background in IT or computer technology,
mm-hmm.
And so that included possibly software design or?
Yes, you know, mostly I did email administration, just administrative type of work within the IT. Area, because the organization is so large. It's one of the largest medical centers in the country. There is a lot of differentiation within the MIS department. And so different people focused on different things. I did email administration for a while. I did Y2K program testing for a while. This organization has a lot of old code that they produced at home, COBOL language, not the most pleasant language to work on, but I did, you know, Y2K testing on that and some code corrections, modifications to help us into the new millennium. And they're still using very successfully the code that they've created.
Great.
You know? Yeah.
Ah, okay. And then going from this, you made a shift from 25 years of working with that, and then what prompted you to make this shift into your music career?
Well, I actually had been carrying a musical career for about 20 years at the same time that I was keeping my computer career going.
Oh, okay.
Back in 1989, I met Reverend Coco Ramos, who was at the time the music director at the Unity Church that I joined then. He hired me when he met me to be a singer with him. So we used to do a lot of conventions, weddings, things like that. So I started my professional singing career back in 1989, and it was more of a part-time, because I still had to continue, you know, paying the house and all those things like that. Sometimes the music takes a while to begin producing the resources that people need to support themselves with it.
Mm-hmm.
So I continued to do that. And then back in 2 years ago, I felt very strongly that my soul needed to fully devote itself to the music and to the creation of positive workshops, and to be just focused on that, the care of the soul type of work, because that is, my soul felt like it was suffering because I was not giving it enough of the nourishment that it needed, I guess. It just was not satisfied. It had been restless for a while.
Mm.
And so I finally started downsizing and just simplifying my life more so that I could focus entirely on music. And now that is what I do. I am a music coordinator at a Unity Church here in Orlando, Winter Springs. It's directed by Reverend Coco Ramos and Reverend Alinda Ramos. They're co-ministers there. And so we've been working together for a while, and we work really well together. I get to write, because it's a bilingual church, I get to write songs almost every week, because what we do is we try to maintain the same program from one service to the next. So I will sing a song in English, or several songs, actually, and then I will want to reproduce the same program in Spanish. So many of the songs do not exist either in one language or the other, so I create lyrics for the other language. So that's what I do, and I've been getting a lot of practice at writing lyrics back and forth between English and Spanish and Spanish and English, and I'm loving it all.
Uh-huh.
I really am.
Well, there you go. So would you say your soul's getting a lot more nourished?
Absolutely. My soul is just jumping for joy.
Ah.
I wanted to say also, I don't know if this is the time to say it, but I found as I record and as I come up with harmonies that the technology you were speaking of, our sponsor's technology, has been very helpful to me in creating harmonies and also in maintaining tune, you know, being in tune. It just makes it so much easier to sing with.
Oh, you're talking about the Comfort technology?
Yes, yes.
Oh, that's really helping with your music.
It is. So I just wanted to mention that.
Oh, well, thank you. That's great. We just love it that we can help someone with especially your sensitivities and your devotion to singing. And it makes me curious. I don't know if we're able to play a couple of things.
It would be nice if we could. I'm not really sure if the technician has access to the music that I sent. I'm not really sure.
Okay, well, we'll invite if our Happy production staff can check on that and cue something up. We'd love to hear something.
That would be good.
And if not, then I know we can, while that's in the process, would you tell folks about how they can find out more about your music?
Sure. My music, you can listen to samples of it on iTunes and Amazon, because I have several albums there. So if you search for my name, Ishtar, and the titles of my albums that are online are Rebirth, excuse me, the Spanish version of Rebirth, which is Renacer. There's also the A Child Will Lead Them album there. So if you search on those titles with my name, you will find my music there. You can listen to samples and you can purchase the music there as well. There are also, there's also sheet music of my, of the songs that I have written. The cantata that I wrote, A Child Will Lead Them, is for choir and orchestra, and a wonderful arranger, David Ezell, has created the sheet music for this, a book for English, a book for Spanish, and also the ability for people to purchase individual songs in his website that is called heartwindmusic.com. He has a ton of really good music there for soloists and choirs. And as a matter of fact, he is going to be the outlet for choral music for the Unity Church worldwide. I just found out, so I'm really excited about that, because my cantata's there for the choir, for the choirs of the world to avail themselves of. So heartwindmusic.com is a place to purchase this, the sheet music and the music books.
That's great. And then when you're writing lyrics, I'm just wondering, because in a way, to me, it's a form of poetry.
Yes, it is.
And I don't know if you pray or meditate or how you get inspired or.
Well, I usually get inspired in the most unexpected situations or times. Many times I have been awoken from sleep, awakened from sleep. By a song, that melody that just keeps going through my mind as I'm trying to sleep. At other times, I have actually seen myself performing a song that I have never sung. And I, because I've read some about lucid dreaming, I'm aware that I'm dreaming. I wake myself up. I say, okay, I am sleeping. I want to wake up. I want to record this. And I recorded it. I've actually published it, and so a lot of my music comes that way, through my sleep, or at times as I'm driving, because my mind is not focused on, it's just kind of relaxed. When I drive, my mind relaxes, and for whatever reason, I get all kinds of melodies and lines of the song and harmonies while I'm driving. So I make sure that I have recorders everywhere. I have several recorders, hand recorders, handheld recorders, that I can just immediately just grab and start singing into. Like that. So, yeah, thank God for recorders. I don't know what I would have done years ago.
Yes. Have to pause and take out the paper and start writing music or lyrics.
In the middle of the night, trying to find a match, light the candle, trying to find a, you know, a quill and ink and all those things. Can you imagine?
I'm telling you, chasing down the birds to get the quill is also a little hard to do when you when you've just woken up.
It's
Oh my gosh!
I did have two songs at ready if you wanted me to play them. I do have two songs at ready.
Okay, would you play one, and then Or do you want to hear them both, Ishtar?
That would be great if you have the time. I would
Okay, so let's go ahead and cue those up so we can hear, and then you can talk to us about them, and we'll go on from there. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you so much, Doug.
Little remind me how valuable I am. The truth is I'm complete, just the way I am.
Helpful, because I guess a bit of a contrast if you kind of share a little about, you know, Paper Doll and in terms of the message you want to share with us, and then the second song was I Am or
Inherent Value.
Inherent Value. There you go.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, and then share about that.
I'd be happy to. Little Paper Doll. And even Inherent Value, they're both about self-worth, about realizing our value in this world, that we are here for a reason. So Little Paper Doll is a very small-sounding song because it's how I feel when I feel small. It's the feeling of being a little girl and going through the difficulties and the traumas and just kind of being scared and anxious and not knowing how things are going to turn out, even myself, how I'm going to turn out. And then little by little seeing how with faith and the love of friends and family and encouragement, my consciousness has grown. And so I am able to roll with the punches and grow and learn and research and bring things into my life, evolve, all those things like that. So that song is about, a snapshot of the beginning of my life, I think, that all the anxiety and the sadness and all those, and then some of my process of becoming more conscious and aware and, reaching for...
I'm wondering, in part of the lyrics, I'd love to hear it again, in the Little Paper Doll, it talks about, something going on in her head?
Yes, uneasy with the thoughts up in my head. That self-talk that's so, so hard on us. Sometimes we're our worst critics. I know I, for myself, have been... one of the things, as a matter of fact, something that helped me so much in beginning my writing process was a workshop called Taming the Inner Critic. This was taught by Karen Drucker up at Unity Village. It was so helpful. It was, amazing. It was miraculous, actually. And it's that inner critic that I was uneasy with, uneasy with those thoughts, the words that I was telling myself. Words that many times we hear from others, but those others sometimes say nice things too, or change, or stop talking. But the words that sometimes we allow to roll around in our heads are not the nicest. So that's what I was dealing with.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. And then, of course, the tempo shifts quite a bit in the song Inherent Value.
Yes, it's very enthusiastic on Inherent Value. I'm just so excited about, you know, the realization that I do have inherent value no matter what I do. I just, because I was born into this world, I'm a human, doesn't matter the color of my skin or where I came from or what I do or my career, how much money I make, I have value. And there are so many possibilities within me. I can make such a huge difference in this world. And when I know that about myself, I realize that about others too. So when I look in people's eyes, I can see how precious they are, and I can see so many possibilities in them. And it's amazing how people are like plants. When you water them, they just flourish. And when people feel this appreciation coming from you, even if you don't say a word, just the way you look at them in appreciation, they become the best they can be. It helps them. Your energy of appreciation helps them to grow up to be what they are intended to be. So that's what that song is about.
Ah, wow. And now, again, some of the places that people can find your music, would you repeat that, please?
Sure. My music can be found all over the world on electronic outlets, but the most common ones here are Amazon.com and iTunes. If they search for Ishtar, Ishtar, and they search for the titles that are on those outlets, which are Rebirth, which is the album in English, that holds both of those songs, Little Paper Doll and Inherent Value. So Rebirth is one album. Renacer, which is the Spanish version of that album, has all the same songs, but in Spanish. That's also found there. And then the Cantata, which is a bilingual work, which is entitled A Child Will Lead Them. So if you just search for A Child Will Lead Them, my name will come up and Ishtar will come up, and you can listen to the samples of the songs and buy the whole CD or just buy one song, whatever you're interested in. And then if you are someone who likes to perform music as a soloist or as a choir director or choir or even an orchestra, there is an outlet for sheet music, which is heartwindmusic.com. So heart as in the heart, you know, our heart, heartwindmusic.com. The gentleman, the arranger, who created all this wonderful sheet music, his name is David Ezel, and so he's done a wonderful job, and I'm so happy to be working with him and so many other wonderful New Thought artists. I feel very blessed. So heartwindmusic.com and iTunes and Amazon under my name, and Rebirth, A Child Will Lead Them.
Ah, okay.
Yes.
Ah, well, that's wonderful.
Thank
I like that.
You.
That will help us to locate you.
Okay.
And then just thinking how beautiful this music is and your passion, and I was curious if you've projected out a few years of how some places you'd like to be or how you might be projecting your work with your music and some of the other things that you want to accomplish.
Sure, yes. I actually can see something else coming together. It's kind of a twin project to the A Child Will Lead Them, which has a lot of songs that are mostly Christmas. It's kind of a Christmas cantata, but it's cosmic Christmases, so it would apply across the board. too many, you know, denominations. So the other part of it, it's almost like the twin to this, is entitled Rebirth, Renewal, Resurrection. And it deals with the whole process of, you know, Easter time. And so all the, you know, the religious feast, but not, it's not necessarily religious. It's, it all just falls together with this renewal, this rebirth, and all those different things. So that is a twin project to the A Child Will Lead Them. That is bubbling to the surface. There is the English album, Songs in the Night, which has a meditation that I have written to foster and encourage creativity. It has a 30-minute meditation and five songs that are more introspective, more mellow, more jazzy, more grown up, I think. so that album is also in the works. It's almost completed and should be pretty soon available on iTunes and Amazon, and so that it's entitled Songs in the Night. And another thing that's also bubbling to the surface is a book, but I don't have the title of it yet. So, but it's a young adult fiction with, you know, positive messages.
Ah.
Yes.
Okay.
So I'm excited. I'm really excited about that. That's a totally new arena. Environment for me.
Oh, well, that sounds really exciting. I like that.
Yeah.
Now, you had the advantage, Ishtar, of being born into a family where on both sides of the family there was a lot of music and song, and so that's been a theme that's carried through your life and has helped you through some very traumatic times in childhood. And I'm wondering, for people that aren't gifted or maybe they are, but they don't know it, they're not able to sing very well. Is there anything that you can share with myself and our listeners today?
Sure. Something that a lot of people have benefited from has been participating in choirs. They don't necessarily have to be church choirs. There are secular choirs. There are school choirs. They build a sense of community. I love choirs. I love choral music. I really, really love participating in you know, choir singing. And it builds the strength in the voice. It teaches things that normally, you know, people who grow up in musical families get to learn just without even knowing, you know, they're learning them. But when you sing in a choir, you get to be around experts, you get to be around people who sing really well, and you get to learn from them. You get to go on outings with them. There's a wonderful camaraderie that is created in singing groups. So I would definitely encourage people of all ages to participate in choirs, because they have choirs for all ages, and they are everywhere. So I love choirs.
Oh, okay.
That is very helpful, I think.
Yeah.
And I believe that everybody can sing. I truly believe that we can all sing, and it's truly a matter of helping to, you know, listening to ourselves better. And there are different tricks that a choir director might be able to help with in showing a person how to listen to their voice so that they can match the pitch that they want to, you know, that they want to project. But people should be encouraged that they really can sing. We can all sing, and it's not just something that you do for pleasure. It actually helps you be a healthier human being in all levels. It also builds your memory. It builds your lung capacity. It builds your confidence. It's wonderful. I couldn't say enough about it.
Oh, well.
I also have a Facebook page. My name on Facebook is Ishtar Portes, last name Portes, P as in Papa, O-R-T-E-S. And I have thousands of choirs across the world who have connected with me there. So that would be a place also to find a choir that you might want to participate in if you look for me.
Yes.
There. Yeah.
Wow. Wow, that's excellent.
Yeah.
So there you have some grace that from a rough childhood to have an undercurrent of this music that has sustained your life, and then to realize later on, after a good number of years in the computer science career, that it was time for you to fully devote yourself to music. And and then to see, wow, my goodness, meet people, connect, and what I'm wondering about is, are you noticing some, just with the time you devote to singing, that your spirits stay more uplifted, or what would you say about that?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Even through my most difficult times, I tend to be a very responsible person. My parents taught me to be very responsible. So even at times when I don't feel like singing and I have to sing because I have a responsibility, I get myself there and I begin to sing. And everything just turns around in the way I feel. And when you start feeling better, you start seeing solutions to problems. You just carry yourself better. Opportunities come up. So just, I couldn't say enough about singing and the benefits of it. It changes you so much.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. Well, folks, I'm being encouraged that whether we think we're good or not, singing is going to help us, and that we can join through choirs and have support, supportive people and professional support through choir directors. This is a fabulous, wow, what a way to wrap up, by people putting not only a song in their hearts, but some music in their voices. Thank you, Ishtar.
Thank you so much, Ken. I really enjoyed our visit.
Me as well. Wish just great success to you. And as we wrap up today, I want to thank my beloved listeners. Thank you, Ishtar. And until we meet again, God bless, and goodbye for now.
Thank you. Goodbye. Let go.